I don't know who I will be once I'm socially confident. Part 2. Start tapping on the side of your hand and repeat after me out loud. Even though there's a small part of me that still feels unsure as to who I will be once I'm socially confident, there's a much bigger, braver part of me that knows exactly who I will be. I choose to let that bigger part of me prevail. I now choose to allow myself to know exactly who I will be once I'm socially confident. Good. Start tapping on the beginning of your eyebrows. Any remaining fears to letting go of my socially anxious identity? Side of the eyes. I choose to eliminate them completely now. Under the eyes. I know that I can change and still be me. Under the nose. I can be socially confident and still be me. Chin. I love knowing that I can keep the best parts of myself. Collarbone. It's nice to know that I can keep the best parts of myself. Under the arm. I can stay true to who I am. Liver point. I will stay true to who I am on the inside. Wrist point. I can be whoever I want myself to be. Top of the head. I am in control of who I am. And I will be even more in control once I'm socially confident. Take a breath. Go back to the beginning of the eyebrows. I realize now that I know who I will be once I'm socially confident. Side of the eyes. I will be the best version of myself. Under the eyes. And I love knowing that I can stay true to who I am. Under the nose. I love knowing that it is safe to let go of my socially anxious identity. Chin. I look forward to changing and keeping my identity. On the collarbone. I look forward to being me forever. Under the arm. I appreciate who I am completely. Liver point. I realize that I can be me for forever. On the wrist point. It feels safe to change at my own pace. And on the top of the head. I love knowing who I will be. Once I'm socially confident. Take a breath.